Community Connection brought to you this morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, keeping you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church. Opportunity for me to spend our first Thursday of the month session, as we typically do, with Jennifer Innes from Elder Care. You just got back from Branson last night. Good morning.
We did. Good morning. Golden Opportunities just took an overnight trip to Branson, so we were gone. We left really early on Tuesday morning, and we just got back about 5, 6 o'clock last night.
Cool.
So it's a good 2 days.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Well, and the entertainment in Branson's always good, so I'm sure you had a good time.
We did. You know, we were able to go see that new Moses show at the Sight and Sound Theater, and mm-hmm. It was fabulous. Yeah. I had never been to that theater, so it's quite the experience.
Yes, and nearly every one of their shows seems to feature a large cast of animals.
It does. I think that's the niche, and something that if you've never been to, you're kind of surprised the first time. You don't realize that there are actually live animals. And so a lot of people who went with me who have never been there, they were just astonished. And it's always fun to see a llama or a camel or something you're just not as familiar with.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, they've done several. I mean, Mary and Joseph, they've done several other shows. But again, all, you know, more than the typical amount of livestock you're going to see on a stage.
Absolutely. So, if you know, Branson's, it's a great place to go visit. If you guys haven't had a chance, you know, go check out the show. I think it still runs until the end of September, maybe sometime in October, somewhere around there.
They don't inform me on their schedule.
Yeah, so. I don't know. But it was a great time. You know, Golden Opportunities always loves to get away. And so we did it. We had great weather. Hopefully the weather here was just as good as what we had.
Yeah, it was excellent. Always nice to get a little bit of rain in August. We usually don't get much. So
yeah, and that was we only have one more trip for Golden Opportunities this quarter, and it's actually full. We're going to head out to Fort Smith, but here in just a couple of weeks, we'll be rolling out our new brochure for Golden Opportunities. That's going to come out during our Golden Hour, and that's always the fourth Thursday of the month. So that would be
4 weeks from today.
It would be 4 weeks from today. You know, a lot of people like to say it's the last Thursday. Well,
you have five.
Yeah, and so this month has five, and so it's actually the fourth Thursday, which is the 22nd. So we'll roll out our new brochure. It's going to have all new trips and classes from October through December. The other really great part about Golden Hour this month is it's our anniversary Golden Hour. So every September we celebrate a new anniversary for Golden Opportunities. This year it's 10 years. So we've been doing trips and classes and all kinds of social events for 10 years. So come out on the 22nd, celebrate with us. We'll have a little bit more going on that time, and then pick up the new brochure.
Yeah, and I bet you, I was curious if you have a tabulation on how many are 10-year members.
Oh, you know, I'm not sure that I have a tabulation on that. I know that since I've been here for 4 years, you know, we probably have a good 80 members that have been members with me for 4 years, if not more than that. So we're very fortunate. I have a very loyal membership base that just loves to come and have fun with us, and it changes every year, but it's different, and people love it.
And if you have fun just going and doing, and you can say, okay, you know, Jennifer's got at least a 4-year track record of planning good places to go and things to do, so we'll sign up again and do it again.
Absolutely. And you know, a membership, a lot of people get confused about what that really means. You know, it's not a membership to Elder Care. It's actually just a membership to the Golden Opportunities program. And what that actually gets you is it gets you a discount off the trips and the classes and some exclusive member-only events. But if there's something you want to do and you're not a member, you can still travel and still come to classes with us and do those things just at a slightly higher rate than what our members get. So, you know, if you only think you're going to do one thing and you want to try it out, you don't have to become a member just to try it out. Come do the one thing, and then if you decide afterwards you want to be a member, then you can do it. We do it calendar year. So if you were to be a member now, it would be prorated just for what's left of the year, and then it all starts over again in January, and you can pay for the full year and take advantage of all four of those members events and, you know, the discount through the whole year.
Yeah, so it really is a good deal. Obviously the last December, first part of January, however you want to do it, would be the best time to join, because you get the whole year's benefits for your check. But it's, you know, like you said, you prorate it so that the last 3 months of the year, it's a fair value.
Absolutely. You know, and it covers that, you know, we have Another members only, it will happen at the end of the year, so you'll still get at least that one event. And actually, you know, it is a great time in December. You know, come try us out for a while, and if you want to re-up for a whole year in December at that golden hour, we usually offer some kind of deal to sign up early for the following year. Usually it's about a $5 discount, but you know, that's kind of nice, and just get a small discount to sign up, you know, 2 weeks early kind of thing.
A $5 discount is a $5 discount, and save that, you know, you spend it on one of the trips. It's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a great time, so make sure to put on your calendar September 22nd, come out and join us. But there's so much more going on in September before we even get there. We offer a free senior strategy seminar every Tuesday in September. So our first one's going to be here September 6th.
Okay.
They all start at 9 a.m. and they're all on Tuesday. So it's pretty easy to remember that. You can call up and make a reservation. We encourage that just to make sure we have chairs already placed for you. But if you come without a reservation, no big deal. If we need to pull an extra chair out, we're going to pull an extra chair out. So that reservation is just to make sure accommodations are set up early. But if your schedule frees up and you can stop by at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday in September, then just stop by and join us. We have a different speaker every week, and so the topics vary. On the 6th, we're actually having Arvest Wealth Management. They're going to be coming out, and they're going to be talking about reevaluating your retirement fund. And so whether you've been retired for a long time, whether you're just about to retire, whether it's just been a year, What should you look at in your retirement fund every couple years to make sure that you're good? You know, just because you retire doesn't mean you don't need to pay attention to whatever you have coming on. And so they're going to talk about that. Every couple years, what should you reevaluate to make sure you're on track to continue to live the lifestyle that you'd like to live during your retirement? So it's going to be a great little seminar. The following week, we're going to have a topic on diabetes, coming in and understanding diabetes, really how to take care of yourself. That's going to be offered through the Oklahoma Health Initiative that we are kind of working with to bring in some topics. The following week, Jan Dreiling, a retired judge, is going to come in and talk about how to avoid probate. So something that a lot of people are very interested in and want to know about. That's a great topic to always keep on top of. You may have heard her a couple years ago speak. It may be a good idea to come back because laws change every year. And so there may be something different from the last time you heard it.
Or your family situation may change.
Your family situation may change. Yeah. Or maybe you came and your spouse didn't come and you really want them to hear the same thing and ask the same question. So it's always a great topic to get a refresher on. And then the last Tuesday of the month, we'll have Lisa Roll from Samaritan Counseling come in, and she's going to talk about living a healthy, mindful life. And so a lot of times the people come into retirement and they find that they're a little bit more stressed than they used to be. The adjustment's difficult. You tend to have a lot more commitments because you start volunteering and you're with grandkids and you're on this committee and you're in the Red Hats Club and there's all this stuff, and sometimes we become overwhelmed. And so she'll just talk about some great ways to deal with that when it comes the new stress and the new part of your life and how to kind of live day to day and enjoy your retirement instead of feeling like it's a little bit more of a burden than you thought it would be. And so it's a topic a lot of people don't like to talk about because retirement's supposed to be super happy and free spirits, and it doesn't always feel like that. And even if you've been retired for 20 years and you found a couple years of that free spirited and things are changing because of your health or your family situation and that stress levels come back, it's a good reminder on how to try and live in the present and some coping techniques and some things to just be mindful about how stress plays onto your body and your mind and your physical being, and just a reminder of stress is a bad thing, and it really can make a real bad effect on you. So.
It can and will and does. We will continue our time with some of the programs and services. You may want to avail yourself of elder care, and you don't have to be elderly necessary to partake of those. We'll talk about that and more, including flu shots and some other things coming up on K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Do you know what it feels like to grow up in a broken home? The kind of broken home I'm talking about is one wrecked by divorce. First Baptist Church is excited to announce that divorce care will begin on September 7th from 6 to 7:30. Also, First Baptist Church is offering Grief Share, your journey from mourning to joy. This class starts September 14th. For more about these classes, go to mybfbc.org. Come worship at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee. For more information, phone 918-336-6172.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, continuing a community connection, talking about the programs and elder care. And during the break, you and I were talking that, like your retirement ceremony, seminar that you've got coming up, there are the not quite retireds, and there are the retired for 20 years and everybody in between. And, you know, I don't think there's a number that we ever really talk about as far as elder care serves a population of that number and up. If you feel you fit, come on down.
Absolutely. You know, there are some programs that we kind of have a general guideline. You know, 60 or older tends to kind of be what we tell the public.
Yeah.
But it really does span. And, you know, if you're 55 and you're interested, you know, we still encourage you to come, because our whole point is to be an educator to the mature population. And so when you're about to go into maybe retirement, it's a nerve-wracking thing. And so we're there to help you, as well as the, you know, family members. You know, sometimes you're talking with a parent and you're confused about what they mean about probate. You know, we want you as a caregiver and as a family member to also understand what your parents may be going through and what they're really talking about. And so that's what we try and be. We try and be a resource for the whole family in terms of healthy aging. And so, yeah, there's no number. Don't let it deter you from coming in and visiting with us and hearing the seminars in September. So. Yeah.
And then there's the other side of it that, you know, you may be, I don't care, pick the number 71 and still working. So, you know,
it's
the other side of the conversation.
Absolutely. I still have lots of members who, you know, work part-time or work full-time and they haven't retired and they still take advantage of the things we have. And so don't let any of that deter you. Just come on in. If you feel like it's relevant to you, then it is relevant to you. And that's what it's important. The only time we really put, you know, a number on something, that's when it comes to flu shot season.
I was going to say, we need to talk about flu shot season, because it's September now.
It is September. So, you know, we're not offering flu shots yet, but we are going to start before I come back and talk with you again, Charlie. So I want to make sure we kind of put it out there. Our flu shots are every Tuesday in October. So we'll start the first Tuesday in October, run all the way through. Every Tuesday they're from 9 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 4. And so once October comes, you can come in, you can get a flu shot. We're also offering a flu clinic the first Saturday of October. We do this every year, and not a lot of people tend to know about the Saturday one, but it will be the first Saturday in October, same hours, 9 a.m. to noon, 1 to 4. And so you can come in and you can get a regular dose flu shot, or you can get a high dose flu shot. And so I bring the age up because you have to be 65 or older in order to get a high dose vaccine.
And check with your doctor. Many doctors will say once you turn 65, they recommend the high dose. But again, check with your doctor.
Absolutely. Check with your doctor. You know, you've got some weeks now to figure out what you want to do here, and you'll be able to get a high dose. And a lot of people say, what is that? You know, what it is it offers more antigens. And so antigens in your system are what help your immune system take in that flu shot and prevent the flu. It's not a high dose with four strains of flu vaccine. A lot of people get that confused. It's just four times the antigen. It's a much powerful shot that's supposed to help it get in your system and stay in your system.
Do you want a small army or a big army?
Exactly. If you're under 65, you will have to get the regular flu shot. Sometimes, you know, you can still get it, a regular flu shot, if you're after 65. So it's not a requirement to get the high dose, but it is a recommendation. We do our best to provide as much high dose vaccine as we can, but you know, we're kind of limited on how much we can order. And so we recommend if you want that high dose, don't wait till the last Tuesday of October and think you might be able to come in and get it. We may be out by then. It's kind of a first come, first serve situation. We do have a limited supply of it. I mean, we have a larger supply than we did last year, but it seems like we get a larger supply every year, and we still run out every year. And so if you think that high dose is for you, I'm going to recommend you come to one of those first weeks of flu shots. So come that Saturday, that first Saturday, or come maybe the first or second week of October, and you are more likely to be able to guarantee a high dose. If you come the third or fourth Tuesday, it may be hit and miss by then. And so we just want everyone to know that if that's an important factor for you, is to get that high dose, you're going to want to get it early. I know there are a couple other places in town that can offer the high dose, but it's going to be the same situation. Usually by the end of October, people are running out of those. And so you want to take the flu shots when you can get them early. Let them get into your system before the flu shot season really, or the flu season really starts.
Yeah.
So you're actually protected. It doesn't protect you instantly. I'm sure everyone knows it. You need a couple weeks to let it in your system.
At least what I hear, most years is that it takes the typical person, and you may not be typical, it takes the typical person, 4 to 8 weeks to get full immunization. So,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. So that's why we offer in October. Flu season really starts, December, January. That's when you really, you see a couple trickle in November, those early ones. But if you want to protect yourself, we recommend getting one in October. And there's kind of a flip side to that coin. You also remember, there are flu shots being offered in September. That's great. If you get it really early, it could kind of wear off a little bit towards, the end part of flu shot. So you got to figure out what's best for you and ask your doctor, what is best for me? Is it September? Is it October? Some doctors may say it's the end or November for you individually. And so ask them and be prepared to know what the answers are and go from there. Elder care, we take Medicare Part D for the flu shots. If you have that, you bring in your Medicare card, your ID. You want to bring an ID with you. There's no charge for it. If you don't have that, if you are younger and you're just looking for a place to have flu shots, we have all people come for flu shots.
Yeah.
We do have a cash price that you can then pay. We don't take any other kind of insurance, so it's either cash or Medicare for our flu shots.
Yeah, all insurance companies will take your cash receipt, but most people don't want to deal with that. So
absolutely. Yeah. So, and a lot of times, if you can take your cash receipt, send it into your insurance company, they may reimburse you. And so that's something good to know if you're not quite Medicare age yet and your insurance, if you don't want to get it, your doctor, a lot of times it will be reimbursed through your insurance. You just got to do the legwork and get it done. So just a reminder, we're not started yet. So I don't want to have about 5 calls today asking if they can come in for flu shots. It's in October.
They'll be knocking on your door this morning at 10 o'clock. I'm here for my flu shot.
Yeah, no, it's in October, every Tuesday in October, the first Saturday in October. But come see us before then. Come to these senior strategy seminars. Give us a call to sign up for any of the 4 topics, all 4. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We'd like to get your name on the list so we have a chair for you. That is 918-336-8500. That's what you'll call. Or just come by Tuesday. We'll put a chair out for you. No big deal.
We're not there yet calendar-wise, and I've only got about a minute to talk about it. But once people are done with the air conditioners for the cool room project, get them back to you so you can get them reconditioned for next year.
Yeah, if you have an air conditioner, you should be receiving a letter probably in the next couple weeks. Once we see that the weather's really break, we send them out. Then you have a couple weeks up there. But start thinking about, the weather's getting cooler, so I bet they'll come back here soon.
Yeah, I mean, summer is not done. I think that's a given statement for everybody.
I know, I'm not particularly a fan of that, but you're right. Summer's not done yet. And so, also, just a reminder, a lot of people know this, but we are closed on Labor Day on Monday. So, if you try and call Monday for the senior strategies to get on the list and we don't answer, leave a message or just come by Tuesday because We'll be at home with our families on Monday.
Well, how dare you? I know, it's a wonderful thing. Jennifer, thank you so much. And again, I'm glad you had a great time in Branson with the GO program.
Yeah, thank you. And if you guys don't know where we are, I know a couple people may not know where these seminars are when they come up. We're on Swan Drive, 1223 Swan, right by Walmart, by Green Country, before Eastern Baptist Heights. We're kind of in between. So we're easy to find. So if you can't make a reservation for those senior strategies, just drop by. We'll be having an open house. It's not going to be this next Monday because of Labor Day. So the following Monday, the 11th or 12th.
News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock at 1400 K1.